Guatemala's constitutional court ruled that Zuri Rios, the daughter of a former dictator, could not stand in June's presidential election, in which she is a leading candidate. The court found that relatives of coup leaders are barred from the presidency. Efraín Ríos Montt took power for 18 months in the early 1980s in a coup. He died last year during a retrial of his quash conviction for genocide.
In Britain, Theresa May was facing a humiliating defeat at the European Parliament elections. Ahead of the vote on May 23rd, the new Brexit Party has sapped so much support from her Conservative Party that the Greens briefly polled higher, pushing the Tories into fifth place. The Prime Minister remains defiant, announcing that she will attempt for a fourth time to get her Brexit deal passed by the House of Commons in early June.
Sweden reopened a rape case against Julian Assange, who is currently in prison in Britain for evading bail. If the investigation ends with a request for extradition, Britain will have to decide whether to send him to Sweden or to America, which also wants to try him for allegedly helping to hack classified documents.
The European Commission warned Romania to change new rules that will give the government more power over the judiciary and will shorten the statute of limitations for corruption charges. If it does not, it could face disciplinary action similar to that dished out to Poland. Awkwardly, Romania currently holds the rotating presidency of the EU.
Candidates backed by Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines, won 9 of the 12 seats up for grabs in the Senate in midterm elections, as well as a strong majority in the House of Representatives. The result should give fresh impetus to Mr. Duterte's plans to overhaul corporate taxes and amend the constitution to institute a federal form of government.
Sri Lanka imposed a curfew after mobs began attacking mosques and Muslim-owned businesses. The attacks are in retaliation for the bombing of several churches and hotels at Easter by Muslim extremists.
Separatist gunmen in Balochistan province in Pakistan attacked a hotel frequented by Chinese visitors in the city of Gwadar. 4 employees and 1 soldier were killed in the attack, but no guests. The separatists vowed more strikes on Chinese targets.
North Korea demanded the immediate return of a ship America had seized on suspicion of violating UN sanctions. America said the ship was being used to export coal illicitly. The North denounced the seizure as gangster-like. Relations between the two countries have deteriorated recently as disarmament negotiations have stalled.
China's President Xi Jinping said it would be foolish to regard one's own civilization as superior and disastrous to attempt to remould another. His remarks appeared to be directed at America. 2 weeks earlier, a State Department official referring to China said America was involved in a fight with a really different civilization and for the first time was facing a great power competitor that is not Caucasian.